Hello there, I'm Judy, and this is my friend Becky. We are the BJ team, the roving team from KTWH, and we're here tonight at the Curling Club. Going to be talking to two women who seem to be having an interesting activity going on at the Winter Frolic. So let's see what they're going to be doing. Would you like to tell us your name and what you're doing at the Frolic?
I'm Carolyn Mandeveld, and I'm here from Burrsville, and I'm here visiting with my boyfriend, and I just thought I'd check this out. It seems like a fun thing to do.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn. And this is...
Hi, I'm Mary Claussen, and I shanghaied her and her boyfriend into doing the smoosh race with us tomorrow because I lost my team. They're brand new.
Oh, you lost your team. That sounds serious. Well, could you explain what the smoosh race is? I've never seen a smoosh race.
Well, it is a race where two by fours have four sets of boots attached to them in any such manner as possible. And then you race tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Two Harbors down on First Avenue. We're going to race, and it's about 25 yards one way. Then you go around a cone and you come back, and the whole point is stay vertical.
Oh, so vertical, that means upright. Right?
Ah, yeah.
So what would happen if you didn't stay vertical?
Oh, then all the other teams laugh and the crowd laughs and you try and get up and resume, but it's not usually a good sign that you're going to win anything.
Oh, and so big prizes involved in this? Do people place bets and everything?
Actually, the first prize winner, after it's all said and done, is $150. Second place is $100. Third place is $50.
But you have to split that with all your team members, right? Or at least the ones that stayed upright?
Unless you can get out of your bindings or boots first and just run with the money if you get the money.
All right. So here we are at the starting line for the smoosh race. There's about five or six teams getting all lined up. Lots of excitement and cheering. People throwing snowballs at some of the smooshers. Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that? So there's some all-women teams, I think. And most of them are mixed, men and women. Colorful outfits, some of them. Lots of excitement and enthusiasm here among the onlookers. Maybe some of us wish that we were out there on those 2x4s. Okay, here we have Park State Bank against Holden Electric. It looks like an all-women's team against an all-men's team. Right now the men are in the lead, but those women are trying to catch up. Oop! And the women are down. And the men are rounding the cone. But they're getting up. They're getting up. They're not giving up. And the men are approaching the finish line. The Holdens are across the finish line. All right. The Park State Bank women are still coming. They just rounded the cone, and they're on their way back on the second lap. Intrepid women of the Park State Bank. Yay! Can you hear the right, left in the background? They're keeping up and keeping in time with each other. And there they go across the finish line. Yay! There's three in this one now. Three teams. Oh, one leader down, but she's up. But they're keeping going. You have to give them credit for not giving up even when they're down. So the two in the lead are on their way back. They turn the corner. Lots of cheers for this group.
Don't rush it.
Oh, a close race, and now everybody's down. But here comes the other group, and they're all still up, and they're keeping going. And the last group just crossed the finish.